don't know. Is this thing on anchor.fm? What's up, everybody? This is, I think we've now decided to name the podcast, what is it? It's Better This Way? It's Better This Way. In the studio, which is actually a GMC Terrain, as we're screaming into my iPhone, we have special guest Ted Sobrino in the vehicle with us today. We're celebrating a little lunch outing and going for some coffee before we return to the agency for the rest of the afternoon on this quite frigid Friday.
Frigid.
It is 53 degrees Fahrenheit, 12:35 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right. I think it's
actually... Now, that's what we call filler. When you don't have shit to talk about, and you just ramble on. Which, if you've listened to our first podcast...
It's pretty much the whole podcast.
It's pretty much the whole podcast. It's just me laughing out of nervousness and not really knowing what the fuck to say.
But putting my foot in my mouth and... chomping away. On and on. Like a total idiot.
Oh, my God.
But I gotta give the world what they want.
That's right. And what the world wants is more public shame.
Yeah, that's really it. It is
vociferous castigations, public shaming, denigration, vulgarity. Isn't that what you want?
We got that covered.
God damn it! Well, we've covered vulgarity.
And the time.
On to the rotund punch discussion.
Right? What do we call that, sir?
The fupa, sir.
Fupa.
Yeah, if you've seen people that have paunches, which basically looks like they have somehow hidden a fanny pack under their shirt, while in reality
below
it is not a fanny pack, it is an amalgamation of fatty tissue called the fupa.
It's definitely fatty.
It is called the fupa, and you know what that P stands for, and it will work both for men and women, which is what makes it such an alluring acronym.
Alluring.
Because it works for both sexes.
It's definitely apropos, sir.
It is a fat upper area. So, I think we've all seen one, and I just suggest that you look away immediately and don't make direct eye contact.
See, here's my question, and we talked about this before, is that how do you exercise that part of your body? Is that, do you tie on a barbell to a certain spot and just lift up and down? Is it, you know, I'm confused, because I want to know, I've got a paunch, how do I fix said paunch?
Yeah, that's, well, I think this is a...
Help me here.
I think this is a problem that maybe Suzanne Summers infomercial might
so the
be
thigh
able to,
master
right,
type.
The thigh master type
right.
thing, or, you know, the Home Shopping Network, where typically individuals that have said fupas are at home shopping on their television because
they're said
they haven't figured out
larger?
This thing called the fucking internet with a search engine! Oh, look at this ring. Isn't it dazzle? It's $49.93, just 19 micropayments.
Now, that's pure zirconium that you're looking at right there. See
oh,
how it
Barbara,
sparkles
that is
the light?
Gorgeous. Look at the color.
I've got to get me a couple of these.
Well, I... couple?
Hey, what's up?
What's up,
man? We're ordering coffee.
We're going to do a venti flat white.
Sure. A tall flat white.
Then we're going to do a tall flat white with an extra shot.
And
one pump of the... Yeah.
Yeah, memory, that's
dude.
It.
That's it. Well, I see that.
Are we on video?
Reputation precedes us.
And what do you want? Grande caramel brulee latte.
Oh, and a grande.
Sir.
What is it?
Caramel brulee.
Caramel brulee latte.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we need a pound of coffee beans.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to get?
Espresso.
El Royal Grande?
How about, do you guys have
the Grande Lupe?
One bag of.
Grande Lupe.
Stop it, sir. We need one bag of the espresso beans. No, no, thank you. Do we just want the beans?
We want that caffeinated, not decaffeinated.
Yeah, we want it cap. Yeah, no decaf on that. We
oh,
need.
Yeah, no, I gotta get the full caffeine.
God, we got it. Yeah, we need it.
Double caffeinated.
All right, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. So you guys, what is that? Like, keep the change, filthy animal. That is awesome.
Sir, the airlock kind of opened a little bit.
We've
on that
got
one.
Such beautiful.
Stop
money.
Making me laugh so hard.
I mean, that is absolutely stunning.
Is that, that's not Quetzalcoatl,
look at the
is it?
Quetzalcoatl. Isn't that the king of cocoa?
That's,
who's that?
The guy that had the chocolate Quetzalcoatl. Drinks. Oh my God, the look at this one. Guys, y'all should see this. This Banco de Mexico, this pesos
it's
note.
It's called a watermark.
You can see right through it. That is fantastic.
You got it, brother. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Now, is that really on purpose or is it just rubbed off?
It's on purpose.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we made it through the Starbucks drive-through. Barely. But we all have drink in hand, and now we are officially headed back to work.
Got that right.
So, and I have closed my laptop because I would rather enjoy my coffee than type at this moment.
Right.
So speak up, Tony. Don't let's not dead air out on everyone.
Oh, we wouldn't want that, sir. No. Not at all.
No, not at all.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Don't ask me that. That's so unfair.
Oh, I know.
When I try to put the responsibility on you, and then you, in a very tennis-esque manner,
volley it back
over the fucking
the net
of inquisition. And say, I don't know, what do you want to talk about? God, it's ridiculous. It's like an old married couple. What do you want to eat?
I don't know, what do you want to eat?
And again, we're at dead air. 57 seconds in. Did I mention it's 53 degrees on this rather chilly afternoon in Houston, Texas? It is now 12:42.
It is not chilly, dude.
That's how you fill the dead air space. You just keep talking. It is a little chilly. I didn't wear my jacket. You guys did.
Well.
Oh, that is a perfect flat white. I've right, already had a grande this morning, so.
Well, that's what
effectively,
she said.
So. Kicking it. All right. Yeah, so effectively I've had a venti.
Oh, sir!
Yeah, that's me. So it's 53 degrees outside. It's currently 12:43 in the afternoon. As we briskly make our way back to the office at 40 miles per hour.
This is what I was saying about having some kind of a talking point. Or
well, maybe what we need to do is like set up a news feed and then just talk about
stuff that comes in. Oh,
that's like the cheater's course to
doing
a half-assed podcast where you just basically parrot the news and give your commentary that no one really gives a fuck about.
Look, you see it on Mike and Mike all the time. They're talking, and you can always see Mike's always looking down at the screen, and then all of a sudden they've got a new prescient topic that they're going to speak about, right? He always just kind of parlays it right into it, so I think we need to do something like that.
Okay.
Because you're right, it is hard just to fill dead air with something interesting that you think people would really give a fuck about.
Great.
Yeah, and question. You just sound like the PA on a Southwest flight. We're cruising out.
Right?
Did I mention it's 53 degrees still?
You can see the mountains down below. And see
but you gotta do the captain's voice. Captain's voice is, so we're cruising at 30,000 feet in the air. Windshield out of the southeast. They do the drag. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've been on 2 airplane flights, so I know that you've probably heard that quite a bit.
Well, I deserve that. And there's our second podcast. Well done, everybody.
However, if you would like to get on more airplanes, I'm sure I can put a good word into the El Presidente, and we'll get you on some client flights where you can go.
I can
just flush the company
just
down the toilet.
You know,
as you sweat all over them, and you stammer, and you
disheveled hair,
obfuscate, sweaty, circles, and smelly.
You know, mm-hmm. God, did you ever take a shower before you
just
got off the
like
flight?
Just a disheveled...
Big and fat with the big stains
punch.
And the shirt that never quite gets completely tucked in because it's always being pulled out.
Nervously brushing your hair,
yeah,
like wiping the sweat from your brow.
But it's making my hair more wet and unruly and just disgusting.
I'm just making it worse.
You know, that's great, you know. And
Yeah, and then so, you get the kind of stares, the eyeballs. They're like, I see.
Yeah. Well,
we appreciate you coming out.
Right.
There's no need for you to return because we have collectively decided as a group that, we're probably not the best hands. So with that, we will thank you for your service.
You know, we really appreciate you coming and taking your time, but we think we're going in a different direction, far, far away from you.
Right. Absolutely.
And then done. Company is over, and unemployment.
And what you said came to pass.
And it comes
you've
to
been,
pass.
You've
so,
been saying it for over 5 years.
I have.
I'm going to sink this company.
I will destroy it. I will bring it to its knees. And all I have to do is just jump on into a meeting. Hey guys, what's up?
Right.
And it's over.
And it's fucked.
A bunch of bullshit coming out of my mouth that means nothing. And
yep.
You know.
That's it.
It's like I said, it's better this way.
It is better this way.
It's better for
everyone. Always better this way. Well, thank you guys for listening. We got 10 seconds before the FM shuts off. I now have 7 seconds, so I'm going to tell you bye. Thank you to our sponsors, who are 0 at this moment. But if you'd like to entertain that, please let us know. Bye!